We welcome back not only to Geelong, but to the K-Rock Studios. Starly, good afternoon.
Ooh, thanks so much for having me. Good afternoon.
Josh, fun fact, we had only, by a matter of weeks, just moved into this building. Starly was our very first guest. Wow. So she anointed us with her talent, but I guess she was the official debut of this building.
Well, congratulations. That must be up there for you.
No wonder it felt so strange.
Yeah.
Singing Love is Love at the time, going, what have I signed up? No, I'm joking. Congratulations, arms around me.
Thank you so much.
I'm so glad you could be here on your debut day to talk about it. Well, the last time we saw you was Love is Love, where you performed the last couple of years. Must just be a whirlwind.
Yeah, just flown by, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, whoa, I'm actually 4 years older. That's really, really weird.
It goes so quick, doesn't it?
It goes so quick. But yeah, I'm so excited to be here. This single that I've just put out is a super dance record, and I'm happy it's finally out. It took a lot of work to get it to this point, so yeah, can't wait for people to hear it.
Amazing.
How long are you spending like on tracks? Is it obviously everyone's a little bit different, I suppose, yeah, isn't it? But are you like, do you just like to play with it until it's perfect, or?
Yeah, I mean, I have a really small team, and I'm not signed to a publishing company or anything currently, so it takes a lot of work to get it in the hands of the right people that can help finish productions in a certain way that's going to make it sound, you know, fresh and awesome. And I'm super hands-on when it comes to that. So, yeah, it's a lot of work. I'm with an indie label, so you put in extra work when it comes from that background. And I think some people don't understand. Like, when you're with a major label, you can just pump out stuff all the time. Mm. And you can kind of, you have your big teams and all that kind of thing. I'm super grateful for having this small team, because I wouldn't be where I am without them. And so, yeah, sometimes things take a bit longer, but, you know, when it's out, I'm super excited that it's out. And, and then we just take it step by step.
So, set for a quiet weekend this weekend, since the F1's been cancelled, because you weren't actually set to perform this weekend.
Yes, and I was super excited to perform with all the fast cars and maybe meet Lewis Hamilton.
Awesome.
I don't know if I was going to get to, but I was thinking about it. I was like, oh, would I get to meet him?
He's surely you would have had the AAA pass access everywhere.
Like, just wanted to see him. Whoop. Maybe not shake Lewis's his hand. Maybe just give him a little arm pump. Yeah. I don't know how he'd want to do things. But yeah, I was super excited. But yeah, I guess I'm grateful that people are just taking precautions because, yeah, I guess they're just trying to contain it to make sure that it doesn't get really out of hand, and I'm grateful for that. So, I'm a bit bummed, though, that I'm not performing. Yeah.
So you're obviously not that worried about it, though.
I'm not super worried. I know that weird stuff is happening. I know that things are shutting down, and it's never happened before in my lifetime. I was just saying this to my girlfriend. I was like, whoa, this has never happened before. But I understand that it's just taking super precautionary measures so that they're getting really ahead of it. Yeah. Because if they didn't, then it could get to this point where like, oh, all the shops are closed, there's no food, and the people with the toilet paper would be really happy, because they'd be like, oh my God, we did the right thing. So I know that that's basically what's happening, and I'm okay with it.
One event that did go ahead, and it was the first time you got to attend, Mardi Gras. How was that?
Yeah, it was super awesome.
You looked amazing, by the way.
Thank you so much. Just a little bit against the stalking, but how was
the experience?
Yeah, no, it was super fun. I actually performed at the Mardi Gras 2 years prior when Cher was there. Yeah. I supported Cher for the 3 a.m. slot. And that was my first time actually attending and being a part of it. But this was my first time just going and having fun and not performing.
Yeah.
So, I had the best time with my friends and my girlfriend. And, yeah, we partied it up pretty hard, I will say. We lasted till about 8 a.m., which is a long time for
amazing.
Me.
Amazing.
Yeah, yeah. We were ready to pass out, but it was really good. We wore minimal clothing. And, yeah, I mean, that's how you got to do it. So, yeah, it was fun.